This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
America's farmers and ranchers received a second round of good news this week with Senate approval of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. The vote this morning was 89 to 10. Both of Illinois' senators voted in favor. Today's USMCA Senate passage is a significant day for agriculture, as quoted by Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. from Illinois. It's a victory for Illinois farmers and a step forward that is vitally important to Illinois agriculture. Giebert noted the agreement protects valuable trade relationships with our nearest neighbors. He also is quoted to say it makes important improvements for Illinois farmers, providing new market access for dairy products and maintaining the zero-tariff platform on all other ag products, he said. He was also quoted to say it will return certainty to the markets as Illinois farmers look for opportunity amid declining farm income levels. The agreement is expected to increase U.S. agriculture exports by $2 billion and is expected to result in a $65 billion increase in the gross domestic product. Canada will also increase quotas on U.S. dairy products, benefiting American dairy farmers by $242 million. Canada will also treat wheat imports as the same as domestic wheat for grading and pricing. President Trump is expected to sign the USMCA soon, the final step to enacting the agreement. The USMCA vote comes just one day after the U.S. and China signed their trade agreement, which promises to increase ag exports overseas by tens of billions of dollars. Additional trade agreements worthy of attention include the U.S.-European Union negotiations that are ongoing, as well as an agreement with the United Kingdom as it has left the European Union. President Trump, of course, signed the trade agreement with China yesterday, being part of the 2 days of trade deals. The Phase One trade deal, according to Trump, is worth an extra $40 to $50 billion annually over the next 2 years in U.S. ag sales to China. However, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer earlier in the week called the deal weak, suggesting Trump reached a watered-down agreement to claim a win during his reelection campaign. Further information suggests the figure may be $32 billion in increased ag purchases, not $40 to $50. Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, attended the ceremony. Grassley welcomes the agreement, but says not only must China follow through with its commitment in this Phase One deal, but also work toward a comprehensive agreement. President Trump says the agreement removes trade barriers from U.S. agricultural products, particularly for beef. Meanwhile, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the agreement will benefit many different U.S. farm commodities. The agreement should be implemented within 30 days, according to the Trump administration. In other national ag news on your Thursday, the MFP program was announced last year by U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. So what's the status of the third round of market facilitation payments? Illinois Farm Bureau's Adam Nielsen thinks the final payment is still coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about whether the third, I guess it would be the last quarter of the 2019 MFP, when that would be announced. The administration, I can't imagine in this election year that they're going to not make that payment, but who knows? You know, a lot of it could depend on what we do with China. And but again, by the same token that was announced, there was discussion that the final piece would come at about this time, and there's been some indications that it is going to come. Haven't been able to confirm that, but if I had to bet, I would bet that the third tranche of MFP will come, and that there may be some sort of program in 2020 if the market does not rebound.
Again, that was Illinois Farm Bureau's Adam Nielsen. And we'll continue on into state and local farm news following these messages.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by Grain Guard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products, like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
And we're back here on your Thursday afternoon farm show, and moving on into state and local ag news. The Kaskaskia River breached the Vandalia levee in at least seven spots that were visible from a road, according to Ken Kripe, a director of the Vandalia Levee and Drainage District. Because as much as 6 inches of rain had been predicted, the Vandalia Levee commissioners had asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to close the gates that release water from the Lake Shelbyville into the Kaskaskia River. However, the gates were opened and sent more water downriver that was added to by 5.5 to 6 inches of rain over last Friday and Saturday. The Corps predicted the river would crest at 28 feet, but a river level of 26.5 overtops the levee. To help Illinoisans prepare for potential flooding this spring, three state agencies are offering flood preparation meetings, and they started yesterday with one in Murfreesboro. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency, or IEMA, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Department of Insurance are coordinating these free meetings. Each meeting will start at 4 p.m. and conclude at 6:30 and is open to all Illinois residents and local governments. Dates and locations include next Wednesday, the 22nd, at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton, and then the following Wednesday, January 29th, at Black Hawk College in Moline. Speakers will cover the potential for spring floods, availability of flood insurance, how to receive emergency alerts and notifications, and family emergency preparedness planning. State officials remind that most flood insurance policies take up to 30 days to go into full effect and encourage Illinois residents to consider flood insurance before the next flood occurs. In other news from around the state, the National Weather Service is adjusting its long-term outlook for the rest of the winter. Chuck Schaefer with the National Weather Service in Lincoln indicates they are no longer looking at a very cold and wet winter, but rather more of a mild outlook. He explains the rest of January specifically will be mild.
Well, right, at least for January. Overall, we're looking at above normal temperatures for the month, at least across the southern half of Illinois. The chances of below normal have been shifted well to the west towards the Rockies. So the fact we've had a warm start to the month and we're really not seeing any cold air over the next couple of weeks leads us to higher chances that we'll see above normal conditions through the month of January. Then as we look out towards the late winter and into early spring, as far as temperatures go, we really don't have a trend to pick out as far as above or below normal. So for right now, we'll just have to wait and see how the situation develops. But nothing that would lean us towards a very cold or a very warm end to the winter.
While the rest of January is expected to be milder with the exception of this weekend, it's also expected to be wet. In fact, Schaefer says to anticipate a very wet rest of the winter. Moving on now to our local ag community bulletin board, the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District will be holding the Macoupin Creek Watershed Meeting at the Carlinville Elks Lodge, and that will be held on Wednesday, January 29th from 6 until 8. RSVP, however, is due by next Friday, January 24th, And you can RSVP for the Macoupin Creek Watershed Meeting by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District's office at 854-2626, extension 3. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs are continuing to join forces this year and will be co-sponsoring the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. This forum will be held on Thursday, January 30th at the Doubletree Hilton in Mount Vernon. The registration will take place that morning from 7:30 until 8, and the conference will begin at 9. Speakers and topics for this year include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technologies and Pope Commodities on Marketing Strategies. The conference agenda is posted online at the IWA's website, illinoiswheat.org. And coming up on Saturday, February 1st, the Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction that'll be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton from 5 until 11. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have anything ag-related for us, please email that to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday afternoon, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting, WSMI Ag News.